I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt's elections are in the news again, and Orson is struck after former Mubarak official Ahmed Shafik announced he would be running against Mohamed Morsi, a candidate for the Muslim Brotherhood. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra expects that things will escalate even more as they draw closer to the June 16th election. 70,000 Christians still in Egypt are meeting in 2 weeks to pray for Egypt's future. And when crisis hits in places like Syria or Iraq, it's easy to think, why don't they just leave? Well, for those who do leave, life can sometimes be just as hard. Many who flee to Jordan are living in that country illegally. Without any legal recognition, struggling families can't work, and they're treated like dogs. But the International Mission Board says a church in Jordan is running a free clinic, and as they reach out with practical kindness, people from all backgrounds are responding to Christ's love. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the updates through Twitter. There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.